My guest today is Karen Capello. She is a certified coach who works with leaders and coaches who want to enjoy their success and grow their businesses with ease and joy. That's what we all want, right? Karen, welcome to the Sort of Success podcast, helping people grow their business using speaking. And I know this is a topic that you know so much about. And I thought today we'd talk about webinars. That's one of your main methods, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is. It sure is. And I've learned a lot about webinars because I'm a former teacher. So I taught at the graduate and undergraduate level, but I really didn't understand about the difference between a training and a training to train people and a training to market. So yes. I have some things to share.
Good. Well, good. So we're talking about webinars that the person hosts themselves, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I've done both.
Yeah. Okay. So tell me the main keys that someone needs to do if they want to use webinars that they host themselves to attract their ideal clients.
Okay. So on the technical part, one of the easiest ways to do these webinars now is on Facebook Live. Seriously. And you can do it as a video. Mm. And you know, like I do webinars with a lot of slides and all of that stuff. But if you're just starting out, mm-hmm. you can get on a video. If you have a platform already, then you can use, you can brand your slides and use those too. So that's, you know, technically, that's one of the things. People always ask how long they should be.
Yeah.
And Pat, you see all these internet marketers, they're going for like 2 hours and they feel like it's such a generous thing. Mm. And as a teacher, I know people's attention spans cannot absorb, right? They can't. Yeah. So I would say, client of mine just asked me today and I said anywhere from like 50 minutes to 75 max. And that's with a Q&A.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And so they're promoting this to their list. And how else would they promote their webinar?
Yeah. So once you get you have a topic and a title for your webinar. And of course, the webinar is moving you towards something you're offering for paid, right?
Yeah,
I can give an example. I'm doing a webinar in a couple of weeks. It's called The Riches Are in the Niches for Coaches, right? So the niches, right?
Yeah.
This is a big pain point for so many coaches. And so that's the title of the webinar. And then the webinar is going to lead people into my niche remedy course.
Okay, cool.
So you want to have something, you want to have like a topic for the webinar that's going to lead right into a paid program. This is why you're doing the webinar, to introduce yourself. Mm-hmm. And so I think when you start the webinar, you want to start with something really, a really significant fact or a really significant story to draw people in
right
so that
away.
They say, wow, mm-hmm. I really need to listen to this. So for me, I haven't figured this one out yet because I usually get a little just in time ideas. But one thing I could say is, did you know that most coaches, you know, the majority of coaches make, I think it's under $30,000,
yeah,
you know, per year. And what separates the ones that make more money from the ones that don't.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be like a good lead in, right? You want to lead in with a statistic or something that to catch people's attention. And then you just ask them, you know, if I could show you how to be one of the 70%, would you want to know that? You know, people are like, yeah. You know, type yes in the chat. This is another thing about a webinar, wherever you are on Facebook or on the webinar, you want to continually ask questions and keep people's attention.
Mm-hmm.
So type yes, type a Y in the chat. They have to type something.
Yes.
They have to do something. Mm-hmm. You know, even coming on the webinar, hi, everybody. Let us know where you're from. You know, so you always want to get them involved and asking them questions so that they feel like they're a part of it.
Yeah, right. And so let's talk about the offer then. So when you make your offer, do you make that right at the end of before the Q&A?
That's one place, yes. And I usually make the offer twice. And okay. what I'll do is, so I have some content. I'll ask them some questions. I'll introduce myself just very short because they don't really care about, too much about me, right? They want to know about what's in it for them.
Yeah.
So then I will give a little bit of training. And the cut, so before I make my offer, I want to tell them what is at stake. So I will say, you know, like with the niche, what's at stake when you don't have a niche? Mm-hmm. You're in a hamster wheel. You're running around. You're doing lots of different things and nothing is really working. You have no focus there. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what's at stake. Then I want to share what happens. What are the benefits when you do? Mm-hmm. So when you do have your niche, your clients can create your content for you. They can create, they can design your programs. They can even tell you what to charge, you know? so this is, and so it doesn't have to take a long time, but you want to go through that. And then, so what's at stake and what are the benefits? And then go into a little bit of training, just a tiny bit, like a few tips mm-hmm. about how to determine your niche, you know? Mm-hmm. And I use this, I have 4 steps on the power of one. So I'll talk about what these steps are. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to tell them how to do. So this is a webinar that sells will not tell you how to do something. It will tell you what you need to do. So yeah. if I say, in order to have a lucrative niche, you need to know your ideal client. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to tell them how to determine their ideal client. I'm just going to tell them they need to know that. Yes. Maybe I'll give them a little tip, you know, yeah. about that. But so what I see a lot of people doing is giving a lot of how to, and then in the webinar, people will say, well, gee, I'm so filled up. I know how to do this. Let me just go do it without Karen. Right. And right. we know, Pat, without help, they're not going to be able to do it really yeah, because stuff comes up. So in the middle of this training, you asked me where the offer goes. I will introduce the offer. So my niche remedy. So I'll give them a couple what you need to do with a couple tips, and then I'll say, you know, one way that helps people determine their niche is going through this niche remedy course that I have, mm-hmm. and here's what it involves, and here's what it's like, and I would introduce it. Then I would continue on with training. And by the way, all through the course, I'm just seeding this niche remedy through the webinar. I'm seeding this niche remedy. Giving some ideas about it. Like, oh, in our niche remedy course, we teach coaches how to get the ideal client. Mm-hmm. So I'm dropping these things during the webinar. Then when I get to, at the end of the training, I will give some case studies.
Okay.
And for my case studies, I choose my most successful clients, right? Mm-hmm. So this is something for a coach. If you've had some people who haven't really, you know, done really well, put them to the side for now, put them in the parking lot. We love them, but pick your best people and give a couple testimonials and call them case studies. Before this person knew their niche, they spent hours and hours and hours of this, and they were making $30,000 once they got their niche. And this is actually true mm-hmm. of one of my clients, not the before, but the after, brand new coach, got her niche dialed in and signed $80,000 worth of contracts in 4 months.
Wow.
And that's absolutely a true story, right? Yeah. So you want to give those kind of like stories to catch yeah. people's attention.
Yeah.
Then you want to give the offer again. So now you've gone through this whole thing, then you want to remind them of the offer. And then you want to take Q&A.
Mm-hmm. And are you sending them over to the offer page during that whole time so you can kind of monitor how many people are signing up?
I am sending them over to the offer page. As soon as I introduce the offer the first time, I'll give them the page. And then I have my assistant over yeah. there, right? Because yeah. I got to focus in on my webinar. So that's another yeah. thing. When you're doing a webinar, even a Facebook Live, you really, it's especially if you're selling, it's great to have an assistant with you, even if you have mm-hmm. to take a peer with you if you don't have an official assistant yeah. and have that person help you because mm-hmm. people are going to be calling in. Trust me, they're going to be going, I can't find the link. Where do I go? You know, I'm yeah. on the page, like all of that stuff. And you don't want to be thinking about that because you really want to be thinking about your offer, mm-hmm. your content, and what you're giving. So if you have help in the background, it really makes a difference.
Yeah, that's a great tip. And so what percent of people typically would take someone up on their offer?
Gosh, it really depends. They say, okay, so there's one statistic of however many people sign up for the webinar, 30% of them will actually attend.
Live.
So if you have any more mm-hmm. than 30% attending live, you're good. Yeah. So, and on the actual webinar, it just depends on, I mean, it could be 10%, 20%, 30%, depending on, you know, the what you're offering, the right, if you have the right people there. What I find though, Pat, is not as many people in my webinars. I don't have people who sign up right away. That's mm-hmm. just my people. Like, so that's my expectation. Like, you see all these internet marketers who are like, oh, my, I made $1,000 in sales before the webinar was even over. No, that's not what happens with me. Because my people, I mean, my offers are higher and my people take time mm-hmm. to think about something.
Yeah.
So so the follow-up from the webinar is really important. So after the webinar is over and I've gotten maybe 10% of people that signed up right then and there, mm-hmm. I send a follow-up email with the recording of the webinar and the offer to everyone who signed up for the webinar. And, you know, the reason I'm saying this is like everyone assumes that, you know, you're going to get 100 people signing up at your webinar. And this is not exactly what happens. They say the fortune is in the follow-up.
Yes, exactly.
Fortune is in the follow-up. So if you come off of a webinar and no one has signed up, don't worry. Don't panic.
Yeah.
Just start sending out some emails. You know, I'll give myself like 10 days to 2 weeks before my program start, between the webinar and the program start, so I can send out a few emails, so I can send out stuff on social media.
Yeah.
So I can look at, you know, if wherever my webinar is, I can look at who commented, mm-hmm. who typed those yeses in there. And I can actually call them or send them a special message, especially if I know them. Pat, I saw you commented on the webinar. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Is this something you're considering? Would mm-hmm. love to have you in the class.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we don't even think about how much our potential clients want to hear that we would love to have them.
Yeah, right. You know? That's true. Yeah. And so if you don't do it on Facebook Live, where else would you do it?
You could do it on Zoom. Mm-hmm. You know, we're on Zoom right here.
Yeah.
You could do it on Zoom easily. Mm-hmm. You could do it on, there's a platform called Webinar Jam.
Yes,
I haven't used it very much, but mm-hmm. I hear but I would say Zoom is probably the easiest place. And people are used to Zoom, you know.
Yeah,
coaches,
now they are. Yeah.
They're
now Zoomed out.
By the way, Pat, I bought Zoom at 113. The day before I bought it, it was 54. I missed 54, but I thought, you know, I know this is going to go up. You know, it's something like $250 a share right now.
That is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Everybody knows Zoom, right?
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So back to the follow-up then. So you customize the follow-up a little bit for those people who might chat. You continue to reach out. You post on social media, but you are offering something that starts at a certain date, not mm-hmm. just like a program that people can sign up anytime. It's mm-hmm. a course that starts at a certain date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do you have like a blueprint of emails you've already created in advance that you're using?
Yeah. So there is a lot of back end stuff, right? So you have a series of emails that is leading the group to the webinar. Mm-hmm. So you're promoting this, the Riches Are in the Niches webinar. And so you have a series of emails and social media posts that, and then you have a welcome email to the webinar, here's where we are. And then you have a couple reminders. And because I have a global group, I don't say it's tomorrow. I say 24 hour notice and 1 hour notice.
Yeah.
We have no idea when anybody's looking at it, right?
Yeah.
So we give the reminders, and then we have the webinar. So after the webinar, we send the recording, and then we send a series of emails that are pertaining to the benefits of the program mm-hmm. and what's at stake. You know, what was in the webinar, we're basically putting in the emails afterwards.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Reinforcing that. So one thing that I always ask everybody that's on the podcast, you've given us so much really great, great information, is three traits, just like I do on my big sort of success podcast, three traits that you think that people need to have in order to be successful doing webinars to grow their business?
Well, one is presence and energy. Pat, you know me, right?
I've written that one for you.
We're together on this one. We're together on this one. Yeah. You've got to have your presence strong. So whatever you need to do to get into a strong presence, get a good night's sleep, whatever.
Yeah.
Get into your best presence and have that energy. Another trait is to go with the flow and be willing to be patient and not knowing what's going on. Because like I said, you know, sometimes I do a webinar and no one has signed up and I'll say, oh, I wonder, you know, that might not have been that great of a webinar. And then within a few days, after a couple emails, we get a flurry of signups. And here's the other thing. A lot of people sign up at the last minute. Mm-hmm. So have patience with the process. Okay. Just keep going. You know, like in tennis or golf, you're a big golfer. You got to have follow through. Yeah. You know, you got to have follow through.
Yeah.
So the fortune is in the follow up. So I think people who have patience and follow up. Mm-hmm. And then I think the other thing is, which I didn't talk about, but it's complete belief in what you're selling.
Yeah.
Like you really got to know this stuff works. And when you have that feeling of this stuff works, it's going to come out through the webinar. And if you're just doing this, you know, to sell a bunch of stuff, or I don't know what reasons people do stuff, but to have that real feeling of, hey, this is, you know, a really great program at a really great price. So you might want to add some things in, bonuses and things, to make it so you go, whoa, I would buy this in a heartbeat. That's the quality is somebody that really is excited about what they're doing.
Yeah, I think that is so true, because when people don't have that belief that what they are offering really has value for people, that comes through their energy.
We're back to quality one, energy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So tell us how people can reach you, and when is this program? Have you done the webinar yet for this? The Riches Are in the Niches yet?
That one's happening later this month of July, and our next Riches Are in the Niches. Our next Niche Remedy course is the beginning of August. And we also have a quick start intensive that's kind of towards the end of August. So those are the two things I promote, whether it's by Facebook webinar or official webinars. So if you want to, if you're a coach and you're interested in the niche, it's nicheremedy.com.
Okay.
And if you're interested in accelerating your income in a 12-week program, it's coachesquickstartintensive.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. It's always a delight to talk to you. I really appreciate it. And you have such great, valuable information. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat, for all you do for the coaches. I mean, you really do help them soar to success. And I so appreciate you for all that you're doing.
Oh, thank you. That's nice. All right. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the Soar to Success, Grow Your Business with Speaking weekly podcast. For more information about using speaking as a marketing strategy, visit pataltvader.com.